We've got the story of the stock market. Best day since, I think since March, up 586 points yesterday. More good programming on Netflix. Just signed a deal with Steven Spielberg. We'll have the governor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, doing a press conference at noon today regarding everything back to normal, kind of. But we'll have her at 7:49 as our special guest before that press conference. And the auto industry continues to amaze and be so very much involved in lots of good things for our future. General Motors is taking its hydrogen fuel cell technology to the sky. Remember, that was one of the ways they were going to propel cars. That's kind of gone by the wayside, at least for GM. But nobody said anything about jets. Now they are. GM technology that could help commercial jets shed 2 tons of weight at takeoff. Our WJR senior news analyst, Chris Renwick, has taken a deep dive into this story. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Paulie. Yeah, you know, it's interesting what General Motors is doing here. They're partnering with onboard aircraft system supplier Liebherr Aerospace, and they're developing the use of the hydrogen fuel cell technology, as you mentioned, to power an aircraft, which means, yeah, probably one day a hydrogen fuel cell actually could propel a commercial plane. It's a wild thought. But really, before they get to that point, which is probably a little ways down the road, officials with GM say the technology that they're working on now can actually help save on things like emissions and jet fuel. So here's kind of how it would work, as I understand it. The fuel cell brings in the air that the plane's flying through. The hydrogen, which is being stored on board, is then combined with that air to make power and electricity, and it can produce water. And so think of it like this, Paul. GM Executive Director of Global Hydrotech Charlie Freese told the Detroit Free Press that the average aircraft takes off with 2 tons of water, and that really is just to flush the toilets on the plane. So if they can produce H2O on board, hypothetically, planes could eliminate carrying that 2 tons of weight at takeoff, which means you'll probably be able to pack more in your check-in or carry-on luggage.
And save a lot on fuel costs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all this based on GM's Hydrotech fuel cell technology. And that is being built and tested at the Liebherr Aerospace facilities in Toulhouse, France. And Freese saying eventually that, yes, the ultimate test will be on an aircraft, but they've got a lot of other things in the works that they'll be using this technology on in the meantime. Like they'll be using the Ultium battery technology and its Hydrotech fuel cell systems to power locomotives. And they'll be partnering with Navistar to use this technology to track zero emission long haul truck systems across the country. So all of this is in the works at GM. They've got eyes on hydrogen fuel cell technology to send you through the air. But Freese actually says inevitably this will probably be used in some sort of space related travel.
It's fascinating because it started off for propelling their cars. And yep. They've kind of skipped over that now, going the electric route, or at least so far. 7:09, Chris Renwick with us, WJR senior news analyst. Speaking of planes, it's been a real tough way to go. They're having unprecedented interest in their flights. They just don't have enough planes and pilots and employees back to work yet. So it's kind of a mess out there. And the airlines are, I guess, in a word, scrambling to try to service their customers who are coming back. Quick note here before we have to break, and that is in sports, since you do our sports wrap show on the weekend. Big story with Carl Nassib being the first active NFL player to come out as gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. No, and you know, it's funny because really he is, as he mentioned in his video, he's a pretty quiet guy. You don't hear a lot from Carl Nassib, and you know, he played in the Big Ten, played at Penn State, lives in Pennsylvania. So he's a relatively quiet guy. You don't hear much from Carl Nassib. And so when he came out and put out this, you know, 60-second video, you know, saying basically coming out and saying that he was gay, and he said he wasn't looking for any sort of, you know, recognition or fame from this. He was just hoping that recognition is going to power the day here. So, yeah, that was some big news yesterday. And you know, Carl Nassib is not a guy that that is just a bench player or somebody who isn't a contributor. He's a contributor in the NFL, so it's a big story.
And a part of that big story, which hopefully is not a surprise, but it should be pointed out, he's getting a tremendous amount of support within the sport and outside of football.
Yeah, I don't know that we could really expect anything different at this point. I don't think the NFL is going to come out and suspend him or anything like that.
I think
it's good. Well, first of all, I mean, I think it's right that with an announcement like this, with the kind of the seriousness of the situation, that he's backed up by not only his teammates and his current team in the Raiders, but also by the league. I think that's important.
I think it is too. Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst, among other things, here on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.